A disappointing start to the 2018 NFL season for the Black and Gold. I'm Brian Cook on the sideline. The Steelers currently have a 1-2-1 record after falling to the Baltimore Ravens Sunday night 26-14. Pittsburgh was scoreless in the second half and seemed to lose the momentum gained after going into halftime tied at 14 apiece. Head coach Mike Tomlin said that is attributed to how Baltimore controlled the clock.
Not enough playmaking in the second half of the football game for us to secure victory, and really is as simple as that. You know, they made the plays when they had the ball to maintain possession of it and move. We didn't make enough plays quickly enough to get off the field, and on offense, we didn't make enough plays to possess the ball. And so they dominated the time of possession and were able to control the game in the second half.
Steelers wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster, not able to break a big play in the game, had only 4 catches for 60 yards and said it is imperative to rack up wins, especially at home.
It's tough, man. It's a tough loss, especially, you know, being a Pittsburgh Steelers is not easy, if not for us, our teammates and our coaches, but especially not our fans. So game 4, just got to stay positive, keep moving forward, and you know, we can't lose games at home.
Clearly a locker room filled with displeasure due to the current overall performance of the team thus far. However, Ben Roethlisberger had one optimistic statement following the loss.
Just got to play better.
Next up, the Steelers host the Atlanta Falcons, who are having hardships of their own with a 1-3 record and coming off of a loss to the Cincinnati Bengals. Both the Falcons and Steelers are in last place in their respective divisions. For Urban Media Today, I'm Brian Cook on the sideline, powered by Golden Sky Media.